الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون صدق الله العلي العظيم صدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders and brothers and my young children The ayat which I have recited normally every Friday in second khutbah the imam complete the khutbah with the same ayat Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan Most of us know the ayat comes so they No, now khutbah is ending. Khutbah is finishing. Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Hardoi Rahmatullah Ali says, this ayat is a great ayat from the Quran Kareem which wake the person up. So wake you up in your life. And also, normally we fall asleep in our khutbah or bayans. When this ayat comes, everybody wakes up. Get ready for namaz. The first person who put this ayat, end of the khutbah, who he was? Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahumullah. Umar Isani. Who put this ayat first in the khutbah? Is like a khulasa of whole Quran, which Allah says, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli. Allah commanding you to do justice, wal ihsan, and to fulfill the rights of Allah and His beloved Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and fulfill the right of entire Muslims, non-Muslims, everyone's, whatever right mentioned in the Quran and Hadith, fulfill that, that is called ihsan. Wa ita'i dhil qurba. And help your relation, help your relative, different way. So Allah commanding in this ayah about salah, about charity, about ihsan, about adl and justice. Also Allah telling you, anil fahshai wal munkar, save yourself from shameless and haram things, from all kind of sins. Allah commanding you. But I don't want to go more in detail because there is so many topics in this ayat. Because this is the like a khulas of whole Quran, Allah says in this ayah. Ya'izukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Allah telling you as a nasiha that you can get nasiha from this ayah. But one of the biggest things Allah mentioned in this ayah, ihsan, which is I want to say something about ihsan. What is the meaning of ihsan? Sometimes we become murid of a sheikh. And do some wazaif, khalas. MashaAllah, we are murid now. We don't understand the tasawwuf, what Allah says in the Quran. What Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says about ihsan. If Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, the commentator of Muslim Sharif, he mentioned, if you want to see the what is of what is the meaning of tasawwuf, what is the meaning of suluk, what is the meaning of ihsan, you open this hadith of Jibreel, you will find in the hadith Allah's messenger Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mal ihsan. Mal ahsan, tasawwuf kya hai, ahsan kya hai, suluk kya hai, what is the meaning of tasawwuf, what is the meaning of ahsan? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining, anta'budallah ka'annaka tara fa in lam takun tara fa innahu yarak. You must understand that you're looking at Allah. If you cannot see the Allah, at least you must think Allah is looking at you. Doesn't mean ahsan, Allah looking at you. Now we know this, mashallah. Now today, the tasawwuf means is we have to see Allah. If we cannot, then at least Allah watching us. Not enough that normally we stand in a salah, mashallah. Eyes closed. Oh, we fulfilling the word of ihsan, tasawwuf. Only in namaz. When you go out of masjid, subhanallah, forgotten the word of ihsan. We don't know what is the meaning of ihsan. Do you understand what I said? Ihsan means. Ihsan means, I'm not saying you, telling you. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explaining. And Jibreel Islam asking the questions. What is the meaning of tasawwuf? Ihsan. An ta'budallah. You worship Allah as you're looking at Allah. Fa'in lam takun tara. If you haven't got that kind of capability to see Allah, that you must think Allah looking at you. And Allah is everywhere. There is no doubt. Allah looking at us. Allah looking us every way. Not only in namaz. This word apply for everything. For namaz, for fastings, for charity, for hajj, for umrah. How to deal with your neighbor. How to deal with your parents. How to deal with your children. How to deal with your brother and sisters. How to deal with your partner. How to deal with your wife in the house, outside of the house, in your shop, in your business, in your dealing and selling, everything, every way, with Muslim, with non-Muslim, everywhere. This is a call, word of ihsan. Not only one place, by in masjid only, mashallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. When you go outside in a factory, talk lies. Everything, fraud, zina, adultery, blue film. And nobody is there. But it is what in this hadith Allah Nabi Sassim said, Ta'budallah ka'annaka tara. Fa in lam takun tara, fa innahu yarak. He's looking at you wherever you are. He's looking at you. You don't think, oh, in my room nobody is there. I'm alone myself. My father is not there sleeping. My mother is sleeping. I'm alone. MashaAllah, I got a computer. I got laptop. I got iPad. I got iPod. I got phone. MashaAllah, latest phone. I can see everything inside. No problem. But you can close the windows. You can cover yourself with blanket, with sheet, with chadar. And you can close everything. Sometimes you can put the dim the light also that nobody could see that I'm still awake. But Allah says, you're not saying at me that I am looking at you. You are in your room. That's the meaning of ihsan. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explaining us. Not only in namaz, everywhere. If you got that kind of fear, and understanding, then you will stop yourself from committing sins. Every moment, every way. That's why Maulana Abdul Majid Daryabadi rahimahumullah, he went to his Sheikh Hazrat Tanvir rahmatullah alayhi, and he was sitting and listening bayans of Hazrat Tanvir rahmatullah alayhi. He had not allowed to question anything in his gathering. And the question in his heart that Allah says in the Quran Kareem, Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, Allah pleased with the companions, with the Sahaba, and they pleased with Allah. Okay. He got a question in his heart. We understand that they please with Allah. How can Allah please with them? He had the questions. They please. That they're making happy Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How Allah is happy with them? What is the meaning of that? Suddenly Hazrat got kash. Says some people are sitting here in their heart. This is a question. This is a question. But listen, Allah says, Sibghat Allah wa man ahsanu min Allahi sibgha. Paint yourself, color yourself similar. But what according to the wishes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then Allah also loves you. Whatever wishes of Allah, you fulfill that, Allah will fulfill your wish. That is called, if you please Allah, Allah please with you. Whenever Allah wants something, not to do this, don't do it. Allah says, do this, you do it. Allah says, you please, you fulfill my rights, I'm fulfilling your rights now. I'm happy with you, wherever you are. That's the meaning of radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Sahaba was pleasing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Every moment, anything happen, I do when my Allah get naraz and get angry with me. Always they were fulfilling the rights of Allah, the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the rights of the rights of the ibadullah, servants of Allah. That's the meaning of ihsan. This is the meaning of ihsan. We never understood before the meaning of ihsan. Not only namaz, mashallah, tasbihat, everything. Go in the shop. How they're dealing, they talk lies, they're frauding, they're stealing, committing zina. So many things. Allah, why? He don't have that understanding that what Nabi Sassan said. Okay, Allah is in the masjid also. Allah is in my shop also. In my house also. Everywhere. Allah is everywhere. Allah is everywhere. Aynama kuntum. Wherever you are, Allah says, I'm with you. Wherever you are, I am with you. If you got that quality in your mind, if you understand that things, so you will stop disobeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Normally, we think, okay, I'm okay, mashallah, I'm very good with my friends, but I'm so bad with my parents. You don't fulfill that. Ihsan too. Ihsan is there also in the house with your parents. One side, my wife is there. And one side, my mother, my father is there. And they're shouting, my wife. And I'm also shouting, my parents. You have to listen. Calm down. And then Allah give you 2 ears to listen. Allah give you 2 eyes to understand. Remember one thing. Imam Muslim, rahmatullah alayhi, quoted the hadith of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Akbar. He says, whatever act you're going to do in this dunya, either the good deeds or the evil deeds, bad deeds, whatever you're doing in this dunya, you will be punished and you will get reward on the day of Qiyamah. But some barakah you can see in this dunya also. But the main reward is on the day of Qiyamah. Main punishment in the grave and the day of Qiyamah. But only one person, he will get punishment in this dunya of his doing bad things in this dunya. Before his death, he will get punishment on the day of Qiyamah also, in his grave also, but he will punish in this dunya also. Ihsan. And that is a person's mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who swears The parents. So where's the parents? They hit the parents. Understand? Don't make dua for them. What Allah taught us, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي. And also, I was saying the hadith on, I think so in Wednesday, the ladies program, that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, don't swear your parents, swear your parents. Don't say bad things, your parents, don't swear. Sahaba says, how can the person swear on parents? Don't understand. That time, the Sahaba says, how can you swear your parents? Swear your parents. Impossible that. But Sahabi Sahasram explained. You understand the hadith today very easily, very clearly. You understand? That time Prophet Sahasram said, if you swear like our young children today, come out from the school, come out from the uni, and they started fighting and they start swearing. Your mom like this, your dad like this, this and this and that. Swearing the parents, and that person is going to swear your parents. He's going to swear your parents. Prophet Sassam said, you swear their parents, they swear your parents, it means you swearing your own parents. That time. But today, very clearly you understand the children, they swear clearly their own parents. In the house, swearing. Bad word. So one of that. Number two, to ihsan is in the house also. How to deal with your children. Tarbiyah of your children. How to deal with your parents. And parents also have to get this quality of ihsan. How to deal with your children. Apne bachon ke saath kaisa suluk karna chahiye, kaisa ihsan karna chahiye. Iska zikr Quran-e-Kareem mein many, many places Allah mentions. How to deal with your children. Look at the story of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam. Story of Yaqub and Yusuf alayhi salam. You open the many, many places, the stories. Worry about the iman, not the worry about the properties. If the child bought the house, parents don't like. If child bought the property, parents don't like. But the child not reading namaz, parents don't worry about, don't bother about it. Never ever ask your child, did you perform your salah? Did you recite your Quran? Never. So how to deal with your children? Have to learn that according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that also called ihsan. Ihsan not only in namaz, mashallah, I'm punctual in my 5 times salah. And in the house, I'm zero. In the market, I'm zero. In the business, I'm zero. Everywhere, I'm zero. Only in front of Allah in the masjid, mashallah, 100 out of 100. No, that is not meaning of ihsan. Understand what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Everywhere, wherever you are, even though you're dealing with non-Muslim, how to deal with him? How to be good with him? How to talk to him? How to talk to your Muslim brother, Muslim fellow? How to talk to your parents? How to talk to your children? How to talk to a non-Muslim, a Muslims, your neighbor? All very, very important to understand this point. Normally in a business you see the mashallah. Most of us they do tijara, business or job. But look at that. We don't even tell the person, oh, this is a faulty. We want more money. Hide our fault inside the things and selling. Selling. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you talk lies or if you deceive someone in your business, so there'll be no barakah in your wealth. No barakah. The money will come, will take other money away too. The haram money will come, will join in our money, and all the halal will go away too. Because you mix with the halal and haram together. Because you fraud someone. Look at today. phone. MashaAllah. From so and so place. Very expensive. This and that and faulty inside. Prophet went in a market. And one Sahabi was selling a wheat. Prophet so put his hand inside the wheat. Inside. And take out from the bottom. Ji, that wheat was wet. Full of water. And show, what is this? The wet one you're putting down, it become more heavy when you scale. Then Prophet ﷺ says, the person who deceives someone, he is not from my ummah. Not from my ummah. Today, day and night, we fraud. And we think, mashallah, I earned so much money today. By the haram money you brought in your house, how is going to reflect and affect your children's? Did you think about, did you ponder about it? I brought 10 pounds extra, which is a haram. I spend that money for the bread for my children. They will eat the bread. What will happen to them in their life? That they will be disobeying your parents. We didn't understand that. Prophet says, if you deal with somebody like Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, you know that story. It's a very famous story. He said to his partner, I'm going in journey. Look at this. He had the clothing shop, mashallah. Says, this is a faulty cloth. If you sell, tell the customer, listen, this is a fault. I am making that much price less. Normally, other clothes are very expensive. I'm giving you cheaper because of this problem. Show him. When he came evening, he asked the partner what happened. He asked the partner what happened. He says, I sold. Did you told him? Did you tell him that this is a faulty? So I forgot to tell him. Said, listen, whatever money we got today, whole day, all profit. And without profit, everything he spent in the path of Allah. I don't want to take my house now. This is haram. आपने उस फॉल्टी पैसे फॉल्टी कपड़े के पैसे नॉर्मल पैसे के साथ मिला दिए हैं मैं सारे पैसे को अल्लाह के रास्ते में सदका कर देता हूं आई डोंट वांट टू स्पेंड दैट मनी फॉर माय फैमिली इफ यू हैड डाउट लिटिल बिट फॉर दैट मनी टुडे नो एनीथिंग हैपन आई ऑलवेज सेड हाउ मच द पीपल आर स्टूपिड सॉरी And don't understand wrong. Say how much people are bewakoop and foolish. And I'm saying a stupid that he stealing people's property, houses, money. How long are you going to live in this dunya? Tell me, how long? 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. You collect the people's haram money, haram property, houses, so many things. Now you left in this dunya for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. You left everything behind. Can you take the all flats in your cupboard? All properties. In your cover. No, nobody will take in our cover the all property when you die. Nobody will take all properties with you. Nobody will take all houses with you. Whatever the person taken from haram. Yani, people stole from the people. Now you did not pay the rights. What will happen? Who's going to enjoy? Yourself or your children? Tell me. Who's going to enjoy? Children enjoy. MashaAllah. They're enjoying the father brought everything haram things. This property, that house, this haram, selling drugs and this. Brought so much money, he left everything behind. Where he went now? MashaAllah, the final destination is Qabr. He's sleeping there. He is punishing by Allah because of the properties, because of the houses, because of the haram things. And the people, the children are enjoying, MashaAllah. You see so many places. We think we're doing right. It's a foolish person do that. How? Why I must get punished in my grave? That there is no one to come to my grave. In winter, in summer, raining on our cover, nobody is there. Nobody is going to come and read Fatiha for us. Why we get punishment in a grave? We can't even do proper ibadat in this dunya. What's going to happen in our cover? Plus, we are doing so much wrong things in this dunya. We're taking more gunas on our head. And the people are enjoying behind our back, behind after our death. And their guna also getting us in our grave. That's a foolish person. That's why to become wali of Allah, to become wali of Allah, the friend of Allah, it's so easy. I'm not telling you to read tahajjud namaz to become wali of Allah. Better if you read, mashallah, so much reward. I'm not telling you read abwabin, a chast, all the nafal namaz, all the charity. You can do it. But the main things to that what's called become wali of Allah is called three things mentioned by Shah Wasiullah Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi. Shah Wasiullah Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi says, if you practice three things, number one, punctually in your five times salah with jama'ah. If you perform your salah, if you punctually in your five time daily salah, number two, save yourself from haram. Earning. Number two, save yourself from haram. In lawful earning. Haram. Earning anyway, whichever way you get haram money. Stop that. Number three, don't hurt anyone. Don't hurt your children. Don't hurt your parents. Don't hurt your neighbor. Don't hurt any Muslim, anyone. If you practice these three things, what he says, if you practice these three things, he hit his hand here. He says, Allah's qasam, if you practice and you won't become the wali of Allah, you don't get jannat, then you can hold my neck on the day of Qiyamah. He mentioned that. I'm not saying if you're mufti, mashallah, waliullah. Not only the business of mufti and the Shaykhul Hadith, everyone can become wali of Allah. The nabuwat only specified for the Anbiya alayhi salam. The vilayat, everybody can. Male, female. If you practice certain things, you become wali of Allah. Friend of Allah. Sahal bin Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hadith quoted by Imam Bukhari rahimahumullah. Allahu Akbar. Since Prophet ﷺ was sitting in Masjid Nabawi, and all the Sahaba companions were sitting there, and one person passed through the gathering, the majlis. Prophet ﷺ asked, what you say about this man who is passing here? What you saying about this man? He says, he's so rich. If he make intercession for anyone, the person will accept same time. You understand? And if you send proposal, his proposal accepts same time. Whatever he want to do, be accepted by the person same time. Prophet ﷺ just gone quiet. Okay. And he started giving more nasiha. After a few minutes, another person passing through. Very old clothes was wearing on his body. It was very old clothes. He was wearing the old clothes and he was passing through. Prophet ﷺ asked the Sahaba, what you say about this person? Says, Ya Rasulullah, he's very poor. He got nothing. If you send propose, nobody accept. If you make intercession, safaris for anyone, nobody accept his safaris. If you do like this, nobody accept. He is a very low amongst our community. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you know that the first person when he was very rich, if a similar kind of people, the whole world become full up like this man. So this man who passing second time, he is overpowered amongst everyone's. Above everyone's. This is a lower kind. Why? Because he is very close to Allah. Even though you thinking is lower, we don't know who is it. Very close to Allah. So vilayat is not only for Mufti Sahib of Sheikhul Hadith, everybody can become the wali of Allah, but you have to fulfill the rights of Allah, rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rights of the servants of Allah. If you do that, inshallah, it will be very, very easy to get close to Allah Ta'ala. Allah please with us, be pleased with Allah, then death will come. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. Angel will come, soul, come on, you please with Allah, Allah please with you, come on, visit all the companions awliya Allah, then you enter in Jannah. Wadkhuli jannati. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give all of us strength of faith to fulfill the word of ihsan according to Quran and hadith, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.